Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shout out to MG, the mortgage guy, man. So, Matt, we haven't really spoke about real estate in a while. So, you know, this would be a dope conversation. I'm sure that we can, you know, get some rants and gems, no pun intended, out of this and get some real estate information, because Market Mondays is more than just stocks, crypto. It's an investment show. So we can't talk about investing without talking about real estate. And you are Mr. Real Estate. So first of all, welcome back to Market Mondays.
Look, it's always a pleasure to be with my brothers on the biggest ever channel in the history of channels. Okay.
I appreciate it.
I'm sure English teacher out there is saying this guy's great.
So shout out to you guys, man. It's always a pleasure being surrounded by greatness. But yeah, man. Oh, shout out to Troy, man. Feeling those shattered back boys.
Oh, you know how we do.
No, shout out to the sneakerhead community. Real recognize real.
I'm gonna jump right into it and just get straight to this, some gems. You put a post on Instagram a few days ago that I really enjoyed. Talking about ADUs. And yes. You was educating me on ADUs, especially for people like in our neck of the woods. It could be beneficial as far as, you know. So talk about that. Talk about ADUs.
So ADUs is an accessory dwelling unit, right? So in New York, Westchester, Long Island, it's common called like a mother-daughter type of property. It's basically a single family home that has an accessory unit. Some places may call them like the in-law suite or the grandma suite or whatever the case may be. But this is a phenomenon that's happening around the country where a lot of the zoning laws are changing countrywide to support ADUs, because look, there's not enough homes out there for people and people need a place to live. So like even like Georgia, we just had an episode, it's going to come out on Rants and Gems, I think in the next 2 weeks, but we were talking about ADUs in detail and how Georgia completely changed the law a couple years ago. And I think this year, January 2022, they're going to allow you to have multiple ADUs on your single family property, right? So this is a home run where folks who are buying single family homes, if you have a detached garage or a pool room, a pool house, or a big enough backyard where you can build a new structure, some counties are different. You got to check your zoning, but it can be up to 700 square feet in size. And now that's an official legal unit on your property, and it's still designated as a one family property. So if you get an ADU, not only will it allow you to get some sort of rental income coming in, but it's also going to appreciate the value of your home as well. So ADUs are kind of taking the country by storm right now. And it has been over the past couple of years, but like California's getting real aggressive. Georgia's now getting aggressive with their zoning laws. And this is more to follow. I think this is going to start happening all throughout the country, because folks are just building a lot of single family homes and not multifamily homes. But, you know, people want to be able to, you know, cash flow or supplement their mortgage income as home prices continue to rise. You need a way to supplement, because people just can't afford some of the homes that they're buying. So this is a home run for anyone who has a single family home that might have a detached structure and they want to make some money with their property.
MG, earlier this month, the United States lifted the travel ban for over 33 countries, right?
Love it.
It's easing restrictions so, you know, people can come in. But what they're suggesting is that, well, the data suggests that overseas buyers are going to come into this market and buy up a lot of the real estate, generating tens of billions of sales. What's your thoughts on this? How can the overseas earners take advantage of it?
Look, it's all facts, right? Prior to the pandemic, overseas buyers were accounting for a big portion of the market, especially in places like Miami, right? South Florida, where you have a lot of overseas money coming out there. And I was doing a lot of deals prior to the pandemic for foreign nationals, folks that's in Canada, you know, in England, China, you know, getting these deals done. And they're not always buying cash. A lot of people have the conception that they're paying all cash for these properties. It's not true. They're getting financing for these deals as well, because you're able to get what's called a foreign national loan. And a lot of wealthy buyers are taking advantage because they don't want to tie up their cash also, but they understand the opportunities to invest here in the U.S. Now, when you lift the travel restrictions, now you're inviting these foreign buyers back into the country if they got their vaccine card. Now they're going to come back out, because during COVID, during the pandemic, that was all shut down. A lot of these wealthy buyers were not buying real estate here in the U.S. because they couldn't visit, right? So now you're going to have these people flooding back the markets. And already in places like New York and South Florida, we're already starting to see that foreign money come back into the system right now. So this is going to continue to keep the real estate market going up, in my opinion. And this is why I kind of told people we got to wait till at least 2023. Before we might see any sort of corrections, because now you start throwing that wealthy foreign money into the play. I mean, you think you got competitive offers now with the
China comes in and buys everything up.
Wait till China come back in. Wait till the UK come in. Wait till the Canadians and the Indians, all these folks who have large sums of money and have the whereabouts to get the financing for it, they're going to sit out here and they're going to raise the prices and they're going to cause more bidding wars. So I love it from a mortgage banker, broker.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Perspective, because it's more volume and it's more business for folks who are transactional. But for the everyday home buyer, it's going to get tougher and tougher for you guys if you're not, you know, financially prepared and ready to go out there and execute on a real estate deal.
Give us a real secret for 2022 for the people that have not invested in the real estate market. What would you advise they do to add that to their portfolio? while prices are going up?
Well, first things first, I think like with anything, you need to do your research and do your due diligence, right? So the secret is you got to study. You know, I was just on a call with somebody and I was telling them, look, I study my markets every day where I'm trying to invest. Mm-hmm. And I think too many people are watching the success of others online, right? And thinking like, is that easy? So, and it's not, because a lot of people are not telling their downfall. So I think number one, you got to study, you got to get your mind right. And number two, you just got to be financially prepared, right? Times are hard, especially if you're buying multifamily properties and you're depending on rental income to help you qualify. You got to be financially prepared that a tenant might not pay you, because some of these folks are still paying off playing these games, although the moratoriums have ended pretty much federally, but still statewide in certain states, you still have moratorium laws there. So you're not going to be able to just kick out anybody. So you got to be in financial position. So there's really no secret sauce when it comes to real estate investing. You know what I'm saying? It's just do your research, do your due diligence, and make sure you can afford whatever you're buying, because as quick as you got the financing, as quick as you bought that house, you can lose it at the same time.
Yeah. Matt, let me ask you this. Shout out to Revolt. Check out our show, Assets Over Liabilities.
Shout out. We brand ready right now.
That's a fact. The name is the name.
My name is my name.
Double entendre. But that was the first time I really got exposed to something where we was filming. And, you know, we film in different locations and different people like rent their houses out or their apartments. So one of the owners in Atlanta, she was a fan of ours. So she heard that, you know, we was coming. So she stayed and, you know, she was talking to us. I think it was actually a rental apartment. But long story short, she was telling us about a lot of these buildings don't allow Airbnbs. But there's other sites where you can actually rent out your place hourly. And it's actually more profitable. Because now it's like corporations are buying it, like, you know, Revolt, or, you know, people that's filming music videos or television series or movies, and they come in and they only come for like a couple hours during the day. They don't spend the night or anything like that. And she was like, yo, she's making a bunch of money. So talk about that, because that's something that's like really like interesting to me, because I'm like, all right, you can just bypass the whole Airbnb hassle and just go that route if you're in a, you know, decent location with, you know, something that people might want to rent.
Absolutely. I mean, look at the house when we was in LA, Shoddy. That LA when we went to the Hilltop, you know, that was a content house. That somebody lived there.
No, it's called the UIL house. Don't ever play yourself.
But, you know, that's a darn thing, right? Because Airbnb, there's a lot of restrictions. There's a lot of things that are happening in the Airbnb space. But the world is moving on content right now. Content is king everywhere. So, and they've been doing this. Let's really think about this, right? They've been doing this
decades.
Forever, yeah. For movies, you know, for Law and Order. I know because they film Law and Order in New York, and I know people who've actually had their homes, you know, rented out by Law and Order in the late 90s, early 2000s to film episodes in their home, right? It just didn't have no name to it like it has now. So this is not something new. This is what film and studio productions have been doing, you know, for decades. But now with the age of social media and the internet, now we ourselves, our people, we're able to take advantage of these opportunities also. And you got to think about it. You don't have to rent out your house for 3 or 4 days. You can rent it out for 24 hours and you can rent out. You can section off exactly what parts of your home you want to rent out for whatever time and put a price point to it. So if you are in certain areas, you should definitely look into creating content homes, especially if you're already doing Airbnb. Maybe the days you're not renting out to a short-term tenant, you can flip it and rent it out to somebody who needs the house for the day. You know, so if you have a sexy house and a great layout, then this is something that you need to look into as well. As many ways as skin the cat.
What was the name of the website?
And I'm sitting here thinking, because I know you, as you're saying, I'm like, what's the name of this damn website? I think it's Vibo. Somebody type in the chat. VRBO. Yeah. There you go. Type in the chat if you know any other sites.
Yeah, there's another one too. Yeah. Type in chat. There's another. Yeah, the owner told me Peer Space. That's what
Peer Space. Peer Space. Peer Space. Yeah. Peer Space.
Shout out to the Earnest. Peer Space. Peer Space is the one that she was using, and she was telling us that on Peer Space is booming right now, and you could rent your spot out, and it's just like Airbnb, except it's you know, like you say, for hourly. So that's something to think about. It's another real estate play to maximize, you know, if your building doesn't allow Airbnbs, or if you just don't want to go through the hassle of an Airbnb, somebody like sleeping in your bed and spending the whole night, you know, that's another way to get some revenue.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.